Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now it's time to talk Jets with Brian Costello, and his report is brought to you by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. By CSEA Local 830, we work for you. By Security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Suffolk County's number one volume dealer, and by Digital Ally, a proud partner of MetLife Stadium, Capture Truth. And that's what we go to Brian Costello for every weekend, to capture truth. How you doing, Brian? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Richard. I'm good.
Good. Well, truth is, this week, the Jets riding on a bit of a high, and certainly a lot of support for the head coach coming from the quarterback. And obviously, that is an important vote of confidence, because those two are going to have to work together if this team is ever going to achieve anything.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the next few years and you're asking yourself what the key is for the Jets, Sam Darnold, you know, I don't think that's a mystery. How he develops is going to dictate a lot about whether this team can ever get back to the playoffs and start becoming a winning organization. So, you know, for him to be as confident as he is in Adam Gase, I think it's, you know, it's a good sign for the Jets that they are on the same page, and they both sing each other's praises a lot. No, fans aren't thrilled with Adam Gase, but the quarterback is.
Well, it's interesting too, you know, the evaluation of the progress the quarterback is making. You win a game.
Yep.
Against Pittsburgh, and there were so many things in that game I thought that Darnold did wrong: missing open receivers, holding onto the ball too much, doing things that a young quarterback will do. And yet there are also times when he makes these extraordinary plays that you go, wow, this guy is going to be the next, you know, Joe Montana.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so hard for us to evaluate what this guy is going to be and what he is. And a lot of times you just forget how young he is.
Yeah, I actually tweeted this out last night, Richard. USC played in the bowl game last night. I think the Holiday Bowl it was. If Sam Darnold had stayed in college, that would have been his last college football game. So, like, it feels like Sam Darnold's been around for a while, because it's 2 years into this thing, but he's 22 years old. He really, if he had stayed in college, he still would be a college quarterback right now. He'd be just getting ready for the draft. So he is very young. And I think you hit on something there, too, where, like you said, Joe Montana. I think we all are looking for, like, this guy Tom Brady, this guy Aaron Rodgers. Well, he might be Carson Palmer. You know what I mean? Like, he might be a guy that could be a really good quarterback for a long time in the NFL, but maybe he's not a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think everyone kind of wants to see that. You know, I think it's going to depend on how he makes a jump in the next few years and what the Jets can put around him to maximize his ability. That's the other part that's been hard about the evaluation through 2 years, Richard, is he's been on a bad team, you know, and he's had a bad offensive line. There's been some games this season where he has had no chance. You know, Jacksonville comes to mind, where he was just getting, you know, killed in that game. And you know, he just hasn't really been on a very good team yet. It'd be really nice if Joe Douglas can put some things around him next year where we can actually watch him and not give the caveats of, well, the offensive line is terrible. Well, he doesn't really have great wide receivers. You know, well, Chris Herndon is hurt. Quincy Enunwa was hurt. You know, that's my hope for year three, is that we can actually get a better evaluation of Sam.
Yeah, certainly so. And, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, you're talking about greatness and winning. I mean, look at Eli Manning. If you look at his entire career,
yeah,
and his record is 500 and completion percentage isn't wonderful and interceptions are kind of high and everything, but he does have two Super Bowl MVPs,
yeah,
probably gets into the Hall of Fame. So I think Sam Darnold would settle for a career like that.
Right. And like Eli played unbelievably in those playoffs, right? You're never going to take that away from him, Super Bowl MVPs. But those teams also had some good things around Eli to get there. You know, they had a really good defense, especially the first time with that defensive line. So that's the key when you talk about winning. Because to me, the guy, when I watch him, the guy who reminds me the most is Tony Romo. And now Tony Romo is a good, like, how do you feel about Tony Romo's career? Well, he didn't win anything, so people bring that up. But Tony Romo was a good quarterback. It's just that they could never get to the championship. So I think that's kind of like a whole other thing, is whether you can actually win championships. You know, it depends a lot on the team you're on and the coaching and all, everything around you. But to me, you know, what you said is accurate. Sam sometimes shows great moments and then sometimes makes terrible plays. We need to see more consistency out of Sam, and more the good plays have to overtake the bad plays.
Well, one of your colleagues at the Post, Mark Canizero, writes about Le'Veon Bell and says, keep him. Now, right. I know you and I have gone back and forth on this, and I think your feeling is that, you know, with this kind of offense, you can't really use him the way to his extreme best, and that it might make sense to move him. Still feeling that way, kind of? And what do you think the Jets will do?
I think it's something to explore, but I don't think they're going to be able to move him, Richard, just because of the contract. Every time I think about it and I talk to people, you know, they bring up the contract. And I don't think Joe Douglas is going to want to eat a lot of that money. That's just not the way good organizations operate. He's going to have a lot of dead money on his team next year anyway, because I'm sure they're going to cut Tremaine Johnson. I think he counts $12 million against the cap next year. There's other players they're going to move on from that are going to count towards the cap. So I think Le'Veon Bell will be here next year. I think they need to, you know, rebuild the offensive line. And, you know, Adam Gase and Bell need to get on the same page early next year. I think Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell need to work a lot together in the spring, in the summer, on, you know, sort of just getting to know each other better in terms of having a feel for when to throw to him. Because a lot of the things in Pittsburgh where, like, just Roethlisberger would be waiting, and then Le'Veon would slip out of the backfield and he'd get him the ball. And that's a feel thing. I don't think Sam and Le'Veon had that great feel this year. So if they can develop that, you know, it'll be better in year two than year one.
Yeah, I agree with you, because the guy is talented and he can catch the football. And, you know, we saw that the first play of a game 3 or 4 weeks ago where he made a nice reception to start the game
off. Last week they came out with it. In Pittsburgh, he caught a couple on that first drive right away. And yeah, I think, I don't think he's ever going to be what he was in Pittsburgh in this offense. And that might be his age too. And just he had a lot of mileage on him from all those carries in Pittsburgh, but I think they can make it work better next year than they did this year, especially if they can upgrade the offensive line. To me, that's the key to the whole thing.
So you're not expecting any big announcements on Monday from the Jets, right? It's just to pack up your stuff, and you know you'll see some attrition as the off season goes on. Then I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, this roster is going to get overturned because you know you have Joe Douglas in his first real year. You know, he was here this year, but he didn't have an off season, so he's going to get to put his stamp on this roster this offseason. So I think there's going to be a lot of turnover, a lot of new faces in here before next year. But no, I mean, if they win tomorrow, Richard, they went 6-2 in the second half of the season. They finished the year at 7-9. I pick them to go 8-8. If they finish 7-9 after, you know, everything that they endured this year with injury wise, I think, I don't think it's a question of whether Adam Gase should be back, and I don't think it's really a question around the Jets at all right now.
And, of course, Adams is another question. He's going to want and deserve some money. Are they willing to pay it?
I think they will be. I think they realize what they have in him, especially the second half of the season. He's been outstanding. If you look at what Adam Gase said about him the other day when he was named the team MVP, and what he said about him a few weeks ago when he was named to the Pro Bowl, you know, Gase basically said he's the heart and soul of the team. Yeah, you can't turn around and trade the heart and soul of the team, I don't think. So I do think I'm leaning towards they're going to pay him. They're going to give him a contract this offseason. I think they should. This is how you have to operate as a good franchise. If you draft a very good player, you need to sign that good player. Like, that's how the good teams operate, because we know going on free agency doesn't usually work. It's draft and then keep those players in-house. And so I think that's what they're going to do with Jamal.
Robbie Anderson?
He's trickier. He's going to want a lot of money, Richard, and I don't know whether the Jets are going to be willing to invest in him what he wants. I think he's going to be looking at $12 to $14 million a year, which is what the receiver market is. He's never had a 1,000-yard season. He has very good moments, as he's had the last few weeks, but there are stretches where he doesn't really impact the game. You know, he had arrests, not this past offseason, but the two offseasons before that. I think that's a concern when you're going to give somebody $20 million, $25 million about, you know, whether that's going to be a bad decision for them. So I think Anderson is going to be a debate that they have, and it's going to come down to just what he wants and, you know, what he thinks he can get on the open market. I think the Jets are going to probably set a number and stick to it.
And in a Nunez case, it's all health. If he's healthy, would they be interested, or are they just saying, hey, you know, maybe never, it's going to work out?
Two things with a Nunez. The health is the number one issue. I don't know whether he can play next year. I think he said at one point this season it was 50% that he would play again. And then the second thing is, can he patch things up with Gason Douglas after he went on Twitter and blasted them midseason for fining him? I don't know where those relationships stand right now. But I think those are the two major factors that the Jets, for the Jets and the Nunez going forward, health being the biggest one, because I think they can patch things up. Those things fade. Hurt feelings will fade, but to me, they have to figure out whether he's healthy enough to play again.
Okay. Well, Brian, we'll bring you on next week and talk about playoffs and wrap up the Jets season. And hopefully we can get you right through February and see how you do in the AFC.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll be anywhere next weekend. I think I might be home next weekend. But then, I'll be doing the AFC divisional round and AFC championship game and then the Super Bowl.
Okay. We'll be talking then. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.